I wanted to do that, and I'm not necessarily, I don't want by saying we'd invite her to come that we are opening a door that every single person who has an altercation all come and present
Absolutely.
Their point. So
I
would.
Okay. So let's just deal with the postponement right now. Is there any objection to postponing the issue to the next meeting? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. Now, question about how we're going to get this information or the various sides of this.
But what do we need? What's missing? What do the people on the call, that's my question, what is it that we think we need to make this decision?
Well, Ted read into the record an extensive opinion from somebody taking one position in the discussion, and we have no such from the other side, so maybe we need written comment from each group?
Yes.
Would you like for me to ask Susan Young to submit a written statement?
Maybe that's better than ask somebody to come on because it does open up this question of.
I can request her to submit a written statement to the PMB Governance Committee. I think that Deb has already touched on that in that if it is found that she's in some sort of violation through no fault of her own, that she's willing to step down from the Miller Theater Board, which would be a loss to both the foundation and the Miller Board, but she's willing to do so in order to remain as a member of our local station board, but I will ask her to submit something to this committee in writing.
Can you distribute to the committee in writing what you read into the record, and can that be sent to Susan so she knows what she's responding to?
Yes, I can do that, but I would like to make a point that when someone serves on the Miller Theater Board, they have to, I think, in all instances where they represent another body, i.e. KPFT and Pacifica, they need to abstain from a matter that would involve Pacifica. That being the case,
she's no longer on the KPFT local station board,
she could probably be more of an asset on the Miller Theater Advisory Board being sympathetic to Pacifica.
This is debate, and I don't want to entertain debate now.
Well, I'm saying Sandra made a statement that may be erroneous.
Okay, that's fine.
Point of order.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. The question about what information we're going to get.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Paul.
Okay, the motion we just passed, did we detach part of that or not? Because people
yes.
one person
yeah, it was
spoke.
Split.
We would postpone it till the next meeting.
Period, paragraph.
Yes.
Is that right, Mr. Chair?
Right. I'm sorry for not making that clearer.
Okay. So I got that. Thank you.
I'd like to be on the stack, Mary Berg.
Okay. Now, we only have a couple minutes left, and what we're doing is just identifying what information we're going to solicit and how.
Right.
Go ahead, Mary.
I would like information about from Miller Theater Advisory Board. We've heard from Ted, who has an antagonistic point of view about the board. He's not on the board. And I don't think I would need information about what the board's function is, what her role and function is on this board. Does she personally administer the money? I mean, there may be $1.5 million or however much money, dollars. That may not have anything to do with her. I don't know. I would want information of that sort as well.
Point of order.
We
asked that Susan provide that information in her report.
Well, okay, Susan can, or she could get, I think a person from the Miller, she can, and it could be corroborated by the Miller Advisory Board. I want to know what their roles are, and I'd like more information about their relationship with KPFT. It seems they're an institution that has a working relationship. They fundraise for it. They support it in other ways, and I would like information from them or from someone else at KPFT, some neutral party, as to what that relationship is.
So when I asked Susan to submit a statement, I'm sorry I'm jumping in here, but I just want clarification. When I ask Susan to submit a statement to this committee, I should also ask her to refer somebody from the Miller Outdoor Theater Board to corroborate their roles and Susan's statement. Is that correct?
The advisory board's relationship with KPFT and her role and what this group does.
Don't they have like a website that we can just independently go to?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking on the website. We could go to investigate people. I don't know which people, but we could find out from her, probably from which people should be Why do we invent the wheel? We could just find out.
Well, it's not investigating people. It's
not,
just,
I mean,
we just want to find out
people,
publicly how do they self-identify and how do they self-identify their board. You know,
that's what I mean.
An appointed
we could,
board, and we're only looking at this in light of the bylaws, the
right.
bylaws language,
right.
not with the merits. It could be the most wonderful organization
no.
in the world. That's not.
That isn't
as,
my
as,
point,
as
but if
relevant.
They have a relationship with KPFT, there might, that might have a bearing on the nature of this organization so that we can determine whether it seems to fit the bylaws or not, among other things. I mean, if we want
to... I get, what I'd like to do now is just ask that if members have specific queries about the issue, can they direct them via email to Sandra? And Sandra, would you be willing to forward them to Susan so that her response can address them?
Absolutely.
And Ted, and send them to that send them to the governance list so Ted also gets them so that people who are on the other side of this can respond also.
Okay, I can do
that. Is
that
all right? May we move the agenda?
The next item up is.
But it was over.
Governance committee membership. Regarding the Houston delegation, 5 minutes, and I might
yeah.
also add that it's 5:25 Houston time.
Okay, so we'll do 5 minutes. And the purpose on this is to sort of figure out what happened. The issue is that Deb was elected to the national board, so her seat on the as a local delegate became vacant. Teresa resigned from the national board, so Deb was elected. Now, I'm a little unclear. What I'm hearing is that there was an election by the LSB and two candidates were elected to this committee, and the PMB's already addressed the question of membership on committees, and it restricted it to exactly two members, not a minimum of two members.
Yeah, can I take the fall for that one?
Huh?
Can I take the fall for that one? This was really my fault.
It's not a fall or no fall. That's not the issue. The issue is who's on this committee.
Well, I think... My personal opinion is we need to go back to the board and vote.
Can I hear from the other folks from Houston about that, Ted and then Sandra?
Well, I think that we have a recording of all of our meetings, and to rescind something takes a two-thirds, maybe it takes a majority vote. But the bottom line is the board voted. And if the vote was taken and it was legitimate, that vote should stand. It's also my understanding that Sandra Rawlein missed three consecutive meetings of this committee, and as a result, the board, the local station board, said her service on the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee was terminated based
I'm
on the three absentee rule. Now,
I'm almost certain
that
that's not accurate. Sandra's been on a number of our calls. I would be shocked. I mean, we need to check the minutes, but I don't think it's correct that she's missed three meetings.
Well, I think this committee needs to review its minutes, and the LSB needs to review its minutes, and then we can move forward.
Can we just get a transcript?
Mr. Recorded Chair,
I would appreciate that because nobody has ever notified me, not from the local station board or, nor from this committee, that I was to be terminated from this committee. I did not attend a meeting in September because of what was going on with the hurricane.
We didn't have a meeting in September.
That is what my understanding was. October, I did not attend the meeting because I believe it was... negated because of the Pacifica National Board. November, there was no meeting, and here I am today. So,
yeah. Paul, yes, what did you want?
Our last meeting was August 25th, and Sandra Rawlein attended that. Also,
thank you. That's what I thought.
Also, I should think this committee has to deal with the excused absences and stuff
yes,
like that.
Exactly.
Well, from my understanding, it was brought forth by Ted Weisgall at a local station board meeting, which I was not in attendance, that I be removed from the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee for non-participation. It's my understanding also that at that meeting they voted not to remove me, even though it wasn't their purview to do well, it may have been their purview to do that, and that a vote was held that placed both Deb and Ted and Lisa on this committee in addition to me. So if there's any question, you know, I'll be happy to abide by whatever decision there is.
Well, Paul, I take your point, and I think we may, as a committee maybe we need to clarify that it's the role of committees to remove members for non-participation, if that's the case. So can you make a note of that in the minutes, and maybe we can touch on it in our next meeting? But meanwhile, we've still got the question of how do we resolve who comes to these meetings from Houston. My position, like our Paul's, is that Sandra's was a member in good standing.
Dave, this is Lydia. May I?
Go ahead.
Well, I know in terms of like our LA composition, that will already have been altered by the time we have our next meeting, which brings in another thing, raises another issue. But I know we're it'll be like tricky because usually when we vote for the directors, we also vote for who is going to serve on the PMB committees. Isn't that true or not? Or
that's what, I think so.
Is that what's going to be happening at all the signal areas? If so, this might be like a lot of wasted energy.
Before we do it, can we have is there any objection to extending 10 minutes? Because it's getting more complicated.
Mary Berg, a point of personal, I'm not sure, privilege, whatever.
Go ahead.
I have another meeting at 4, and I have to prepare for that. I may have to get off the call now or in a minute. So if we're going to extend 10 minutes, I won't be able to stay.
Maybe 5.
Is there any objection to extending for 10?
How about 5?
Well,
I have to go,
so maybe I should just go and then.
Okay, if there's no objection, we'll extend for 5 more minutes.
To leave, and I'm sorry, but I have to get ready for this other meeting.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for yours.
So the question is, is the Houston LSB likely to be electing members to the Governance Committee prior to our meeting on, I think it's the 16th or 18th of January?
On the 19th of January is our next meeting, and the LSB is meeting on the 4th to elect their delegates to the PNB. And it's my understanding that at that time we will be holding elections for our local representatives to the different committees.
Okay, so maybe what we should do is not do anything with this because we'll have new members at that time.
I'm in agreement with that.
You do.
Okay, great. Is there any other objection?
No, I move that we adjourn.
Okay. Any objection to adjourning?
Yes, point of order. I asked earlier a point of information about whether Ken Freeland can participate in the next meeting with regard to his suspension.
I think we resolved that by taking the point that we didn't want to be asking people in at this stage. And so asking Susan Young not to participate but to submit materials. But I'll leave it up to the body. What do people want to do?
No.
Are you making a motion that he be invited to attend as a guest?
Well, actually, I would prefer that he also be invited to provide any documentation that he feels appropriate for the judgment of the committee.
Is there any objection to asking Ken to submit that stuff?
No.
I don't really have an objection. I would just request that if Ken is allowed to make statements to the committee regarding his position and what he believes occurred, that the person that filed the initial complaint, as well as all of the members of the LSB, be allowed to submit statements regarding this matter.
Would there be any way that those could be funneled through one person, say your chair?
Yes. Yes, I think that would be a reasonable request.
Okay. Is there any objection on the committee to doing that?
No.
Point of order?
Yes, Sir Paul.
Who made the motion to adjourn?
Lydia.
Brazone.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've dealt with the point of order. So if there's no objection to adjourning, off we go.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.